Everyone is searching for answers. Everyone is searching for answers. Who am I? Why am I here? What am I supposed to be doing? What is going to happen to me? Do I have a special destiny? These and many more questions haunt our thoughts, and many of the answers can be found in the secret behind the day of your birth. Your birthday identifies you as one of the 52 cards in the deck, which in turn reveals many things about you and your life. Stay tuned today as we explore your destiny with me, Robert Lee Kemp. This might be your date with destiny.
Good evening, everybody. This is Robert Lee Kemp coming to you live from sunny California. Boy, it's been sunny for a long time now, and I really wish it would rain. I'm so used to living on the East Coast in North Carolina where it rains on a regular basis, and I've gotten pretty spoiled with that, actually. But still, California does have its own beauty. I was out hiking the other day, and there's all this sagebrush growing. And when you walk by, the waft of that smell is just so intoxicating. This is such a beautiful place. It's just a different kind of beauty than here is on the East Coast. Well, most of you have gotten the announcement today that tonight's show is our last show for a while. I've decided to take a little break from the show so I can focus in on some other projects. I want you to know I really appreciate everybody who's been participating on the show, and I encourage you to participate tonight, actually. I'm going to give a little talk here, but I want to encourage you guys to call in and ask questions. If you have any questions about anything, personal or just otherwise, maybe you just want to chat about something going on in the world today or something going on in your life, we can have a nice discussion. So with that in mind, I'm going to start out by talking a little bit. I have several topics here at the top of my head. And, I think about what I should talk about each night. And there are so many, and no one's really requested anything specific, so I just kind of pick one out of the group. And the thing I want to talk about tonight is knowledge and information. So some people think that knowing something is as good as having that something or doing that something. Like, they think that, like, reading a book about going to a foreign country would be the same as going to a foreign country. And that seems a little bit odd, but it's true. We tend, not everybody, but a lot of people tend to think that or believe that the thinking or reading or taking in the knowledge of something in that way is going to satisfy them in the same way as doing that thing. Because there is kind of a thrill that we get from taking in new knowledge and learning something new. And knowledge is a beautiful thing, don't get me wrong. It's definitely a beautiful thing, but it has its limitations. For example, reading a menu at a restaurant is not the same as eating the food at the restaurant. But in some areas of our life, we treat knowledge that way. Like, we'll go to great lengths to find out, how we can lose weight. But then we'll learn it, and maybe we'll even buy the product or buy the program, but we will not do it. So this is a problem that we have with knowledge and information. We have this tendency to think that knowledge is the great thing in this world. Some people think that the reasons are important, that reasons are important. They'll always be asking you the question why about everything. Like, why this? Why that? But some things in life really don't require a reason. For example, ask yourself the question, what is your favorite color? Or what is your favorite flavor of ice cream? And now, what's the reason for it? Why is that your favorite color? Or why is that your favorite flavor? Really, that doesn't really require an answer, does it? I mean, does anybody need to know why you like something? I know as a diamond, I'm a diamond. Actually, most of my cards are diamonds. So when people will ask me why sometimes, I'll just make up something for them. I know that it's not really real or important. I'll just give them something because it makes them feel better to have a reason for something. But that doesn't really, to me, reasons aren't really all that significant. Knowledge, though, is a wonderful, wonderful thing. I mean, knowledge is a beautiful thing. I remember reading a book. I used to read a lot of self-help books when I was young. And one of the books told me, it says, you need three things if you want to have a lot of success in your life. And I was very interested in being successful. I always have been, from an early age. And so I was very interested to read this. And it says, the first thing you know is, like, if you want to achieve a goal, you have to have a good source of information about how to achieve that goal. A good source of knowledge on how to make a success of whatever you're trying to achieve. The second thing is you need the passion to apply that knowledge or to put it into action. And number three, you need a commitment to achieve that goal that you're seeking. So these three things, every single one of them is absolutely necessary. And a good source of information is the first one on the list, because you could say, well, I'm going to bake a lemon meringue pie, and you could go online and get a recipe off the internet. And you may not know if it's a really good recipe or not. You end up baking a pie, and it turns out really lousy because it wasn't a good recipe. And what is a recipe? A recipe is information. So the same thing is, it's very important in life that the information that we take in and do decide to apply, it's very important this information be as good as it possibly can be. There's a real problem, though, in our society. It's not one that people think about too much. And it's kind of obvious, but no one really considers it all that important. And that is that we tend to believe anything that we read in a book. If something's in a bookstore on a bookshelf and it's touting itself to be some knowledge about something, we figure in our mind, on some level, we think, well, because that book is in print, they must have checked out the knowledge and it must be good. And there are so many books, let's face it, folks, there are millions of books. And you go to a bookstore right now and you're going to find all these books, and they're just screaming to get you to pick them up and read them. But how many of us really stop before we read a book and ask ourselves, hey, is this really good information that I'm getting here, or is this something that somebody just made up, or is this something that is totally off? This is something that is missing in most people. We don't have a part of ourselves that's sitting there and watching what we're reading and asking ourselves, well, is this really true or not, what this person is saying? We just take it all in, hook, line, and sinker. That's how we approach reading. So it's important that you realize this is a tendency of human beings, at least right now. And so it's important that you guard the gates of your mind with some sort of discernment so that you don't just take everything you read and believe it. I mean, look at the media. I mean, just as an example, and this, you know, I don't want to get on this topic too long, but we have radio and television. Well, who do you think, you know, these are all financially, they're owned by somebody. There's not like some... They're not owned by spiritual people that really have high standards of truth and honesty. These are people that want to make money. And like, for example, Clear Channel is a huge network, which I'm told is owned mostly by Republicans and big business and so forth. And they really dictate a lot of what's on the radio. Now, that's not true of BBS radio, but that's true of a lot of radio stations. if somebody is on the air and they're getting out of line, they're going to say, you can't have that on the air. They're going to be, so what we're listening to every day, thinking it's just unbiased news and unbiased information, is actually not unbiased at all. It all has a slant. And that slant is going back to the people that own these establishments maintaining power and control in order to make more money, the real motivation behind them. So we have to be careful. We have to be careful of television, what we watch. Not that we can't watch and enjoy it and everything, but we have to be careful when we're watching a show and thinking we're getting some kind of real truth. Even movies, even a beautiful movie like The Secret, you know, there's rumors about the people that did it, and there was, you know, infighting and backstabbing among the people that were producers and so forth. You see, all these, no one is immune from this kind of influence in what they're doing. And everybody who got interviewed in The Secret got a big boost in their career and ended up on talk shows and so forth and so on. So it's good to be mindful of the information that you're taking in. We need to be a little bit more discerning. And it's okay to say no to knowledge. It's okay not to believe something, even if somebody says it comes from a reputable source, or even if the source says it's reputable. I think it's actually better to say no to everything and then let it prove itself to us. I actually tell people when they read my book, I say, do not believe my book. Do not believe the cards of your destiny. Do not believe love cards, but test it for yourself and then decide whether it's worth reading and understanding. So it's important. Knowledge is important, and we owe it to ourselves. Because our mind is feeding off of knowledge. We're making decisions based on the knowledge that we have acquired in our life. It's very important that we acquire the best knowledge, that we get the cleanest, squeaky cleanest knowledge that is like at the source. And in my own life, I could say that whatever successes I've had, I think a lot of it has been due to the fact that I have come upon some very good sources of knowledge. Now, most of us who were born in 1953, as I was, and also 12 years later and 12 years earlier, the planet Jupiter was in Gemini at that time. And people that were born when Jupiter was in Gemini, we have a gift. If books come to us, we just run into good books. So I've got a little bookshelf here of books. It's not that many books. It might be 100 books that I keep. And these books are precious to me. They're like my best friend. Some of these books have changed my life. And these books, for the most part, have knowledge that I've tested, and they have really made a difference in my life. I don't just collect books to collect books. As a matter of fact, a lot of people offer me books, and I don't really want them because I respect the written word. I don't want to be given a book unless I intend to read it. You know, I remember when somebody gave me The Power of Now. And at first I didn't really want it because I don't really read that much. And I just knew that it's a good book. And she was telling me how great it was and all this. And I was, you know, so I said, well, I'll read it sometime. And I finally did open it up one day and I read about a page to two pages. And the information in that book was so powerful that I had to close the book. Because I didn't want to insult that book by reading beyond that page in the book and not putting into practice what I learned in the first couple of pages. To me, knowledge is that precious. But it's only precious if we intend to use it, to honor knowledge, to really show respect to the knowledge that we get means that we have to be willing to put that knowledge into action. We have to be willing to honor that by making that part of our experience. You know, people will say anything. I mean, when we get into conversations, we'll talk about this and we'll talk about that. We'll talk about what's important to us. We'll talk about what we're doing, what our real goals are in life. But I can tell you one thing. If you want to know what your real goals in life are, if you want to know what's really most important to you in your life or anybody's life, just keep a record for 1 week of everything that person does or that you do or that I do, and add up the hours that you spend with each particular activity in your life, and then add it all up at the end of the week, and whatever's at the top of that list will be the most important thing in your life. No matter what we say, no matter how much we might be convinced that something else is important to us, if you look at the choices that we make, and these actions that we do every week are the choices that we're making. These are the choices that we're making. This choice is really the most significant indicator of what really is important to us in life. So my life, if I've had success in my life, and I have had some success, a lot of it comes to the fact that once I come upon something that is really true, I have this Cancer sun sign tenaciousness that I will hold on to that information, and I will do everything in my power to make it part of my life experience. I'll do everything I can to practice that knowledge. And, you know, I've come across some truths about life. I've come across many things that have really made a difference to me, but they've really only made a difference to me because I own these. I own these truths. It wasn't just that I read them somewhere. It wasn't that I saw them and I got them in a class somewhere, heard somebody talking. Yeah, the information came to me like it does to everybody through some vehicle, a book, a TV show, a movie, talking to somebody else, radio, whatever. But what was important was that I took that knowledge and I decided to really hang on to it and not let it go. And I decided to put it into practice. Knowledge without putting something into practice. If we have information and we're not utilizing that information, if we're not doing something with it, we have just insulted that knowledge. We have just made it worthless. We have just said, well, I got the information, but it ain't worth much, so I didn't do much. It's basically slapping the knowledge in the face and saying, ah, go away from here. I particularly in my life, I don't know why exactly, but I just regard knowledge more than that. I don't want to buy a book if I'm not going to use the books. I'm not going to read the book. I don't want to have a collection of books that I never read sitting there. It's like buying a new car and never driving it to me. So I have a few truths that I've come upon, and I've actually shared quite a few of them on the show here already, and I thought I would share a couple more, talk about a couple of them, and just discuss this. And you know, we have somebody on line two, Gary, if he's still on. Before I go into the truth, I want to see what Gary's up to. So would you put Gary on the line for me, please? And we have two lines open, by the way, folks, and you can go on the website on the late night show and get the phone numbers of where to call in if you want to call in. So is Gary with us?
Hi, Robert.
Hey, Gary, how are you?
I'm doing fine. And you?
Good. Do I know you from in the past anyway?
Well, I've tried to call in before, but the cell phone dropped, so I guess it wasn't time.
So what's on your mind tonight, Gary?
Well, I'm thinking about making some transitions, and I want to know if it's the right thing.
Well, you know, just looking at your cards, I mean, your long-range card this year is a nine of hearts. Are you familiar with your cards at all?
Just vaguely.
You have a couple of nines this year in very prominent positions, Gary, and that always means one thing. When they're in these kind of positions, it means that this is supposed to be a year when you let go of some stuff.
Okay.
You know, you gotta let go of the past in order to have the future show up.
Okay.
That's what they're indicating. And it's not necessarily a bad thing. But, you know, human nature is that we resist the endings of things. So is there like a relationship thing that's ending for you?
No.
It's a transition in job. In your work?
Right.
Yeah. Okay. And I don't see any problem with that. Is there, what kind of a change is this? Going from what to what?
Going into the prospect of much higher pay.
Okay. And when would this start? Right now?
No, it would take it takes a little bit of education that's going to start in late October, and then moving into a different type of position with the potential for much more pay.
Well, you've got really this means that since you're born in November, or November 23rd, right, 1953?
Correct.
Is that correct?
Yes.
That means that if this is going to pay off, it's going to pay off after your birthday.
Okay.
And so I look at next year, you know, in your cards.
Okay.
And you have some very strong financial indicators there.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah. So I don't see any problem. As a matter of fact, I see nothing but money for you.
Nothing but money. Oh, great.
Yeah. You got all your long range cards are diamonds. They're big diamonds. Eight of diamonds, queen of diamonds, king of diamonds, six of diamonds. So the money is definitely on its way.
Excellent.
Yeah. So I would not be concerned. I think you're making a good choice for yourself.
Ah, excellent. Now
are you a Sag or a Scorpio?
Sag.
Sag? Okay. Good for you. So you're an ambitious person by nature then.
Pardon me?
You're an ambitious person by nature.
Yes.
So this will make you very happy.
Ah.
Because in the
it already makes me happy.
Oh, good. Well, you'll be, of course, a lot happier when you actually have that money in your hand.
Now, you had mentioned about letting go to the past or letting go of the past. Can you be more specific on that?
Well, you're going to be moving into something new, right?
Right.
So you have to let go of what you have been doing.
Oh, I see.
But also, there was a potential indicator of people, too. Like, there would be people associated with your, with the life you've lived that you might have to let go of, too. But it's not a definite thing, but it's a possibility.
Oh,
you understand?
Oh, okay.
So
that
are you married?
Probably
are you
like...
married? Are you
yes.
married? I see. Okay. Happily married?
Yes.
Okay, that's not a problem. What's your wife's birthday?
It's coming up actually very soon, May 30th.
Ah, okay. All right, yeah.
And she spoke to you already.
Oh, yeah? What's her first name?
Susan.
Susan, okay. She called in here once?
It was about 2-3 weeks ago.
Oh, okay. Did she ask about you and your job?
Yes, and she asked about other things as well, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, great. It's great to have you call in, Gary. I hope I've given you some good information.
You have. Thank you very much, and good
right,
luck
man.
In your endeavors as well.
Okay, Gary. Take care.
You too, Robert.
All righty.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. So we have lines open, folks. If you want to call, this is your last opportunity, at least for this radio show. So please call in. So I'm going to talk a little bit about some of the truth that I've found over the last 53 years. And one of them I already really talked about a little bit, and that is that life is a series of choices. And we always have a choice. And the power to choose is what makes us Godlike. We are created in the image of God in the sense that we have the power to choose, just like, or to create, I should say, just like God does. We can create, and we create through choice. It's very interesting. You know, we think we create by going out and getting a job, la-di-da-di-da, doing this and doing that. But actually, we create by choosing, by specifying. Each moment of each day, we're faced with choices, and we make constant choices as we move through our day. These choices are what define us as individuals. Our choices are the things that distinguish us from other people. The power to choose is a gift from God, and we have that. We have the ability to make a conscious choice. Our choices are setting into motion so many series of events. At each moment, our future is being created by the choices that we make right now. Sometimes choices that we made in the past come back and make us feel like we have no choice in the present time. For example, somebody who chooses to murder somebody and then gets caught can be faced with life in prison. So that choice to do that could dictate a situation where you feel you have no choice, but in fact, it was the choice that we made that got us there. So it's very important to consider the choices that we're making. And we always have a choice. And knowing that we always have a choice is knowing that our life is completely in our control. Okay? We always have a choice. I remember the movie Braveheart, and Willem Wallace in that movie was faced with death. He either had to renounce his whole belief and truth about the people that he represented, or give up his life, and he chose his freedom to say and to be what he was over death, and he died in the movie. But he died by his choice. We always have a choice. That's truth number one. And now we have a lady named Leah from California, somewhere in California, and she's on line three, I guess it is. So can you put Leah on?
Hello.
Hi, Leah.
Hi, how are you?
Good. It's funny, I was just reading. Were you born November 26th?
I sure was. I sure am. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Just because I was just,
You were talking to another Sagittarius?
Oh, I know what it was. I was reading about Catherine Hagel. She's got a big article on USA Today's website.
Okay.
And she's born 2 days before you.
Okay.
So she's a Sag also with a heart with a club ruling card. So very similar.
Yeah, that is similar to mine. The Seven of Hearts with the planetary ruler as the Nine of Clubs, right?
Yeah, and she's a Nine of Hearts, Jack of Clubs.
That's amazing.
If you ever met her, I'm sure you guys would get along famously.
Awesome. Well, I look forward.
So what's on your mind this evening?
Well, you know what? Okay, well, speaking, there's a lot on my mind, actually, because I do my weekly readings. Every week. Actually, I didn't do it this week for some reason. But now I'm looking at my, what is it called, the yearly spread. And
uh-huh.
I've been doing really good at a business that that my husband and I do from home. And it seems to be really taking off this year. And I noticed that I have, I don't know, it looks like, let's see, as my...
What's the nature of that business, by the way?
You know what? My husband, he manufactures juggling equipment, and he does juggling assemblies at schools. And so from home, I call and I get him booked for these assemblies.
Now, is he like performing for the school?
Yes, he performs and he teaches.
Okay, cool.
And, yeah, and it's really taken off. It's been very successful. And I just wonder if I know that I have a couple of kings in my yearly spread for this year.
Mm-hmm.
I see that I have a king of clubs as my Pluto card, but I know clubs are more of a mental thing.
Well, you have a king of clubs long range this year.
Yeah,
and Pluto.
I have two king of clubs.
Yeah, long range and Pluto.
Yes, what does that tell you?
Well, it depends. What's your husband's card?
He is very creative, but he's a nervous wreck because he's a three of diamonds.
Oh, okay.
But he's good in business. But I keep telling him that he has to put that stress into creative direction. correct?
Well, you're doing exactly the right thing.
Yes.
You're helping him channel that energy. That's really good.
Yes.
That's
well,
good thing.
Because if I don't do that, then I can't do what I need to do, basically, because, you know, I live with the man.
Well, you've obviously thought this out pretty well.
Well, I try. But you know what I'm very curious about? My Seven of Hearts and my Planetary Ruler card. Those are both spiritual numbers, are they not?
Yeah, they are.
Okay, and I noticed that I think with my Seven of Hearts, I'm really supposed to relax and, like, not stress so much about, like, financial things. I have the impression that everything is just, it will work out for me if I just relax and kind of go with the flow.
Okay.
Would you agree or disagree with that? Does that have anything at all to do with the
leader? Seven of Hearts doesn't usually pertain to money situations. So
right.
Much. That's not generally the category of influence that it governs.
Okay.
It's more about relationships.
Yeah, that's the deal.
And Seven of Hearts people almost always will attract a really powerful partner, and they'll want to try to control them.
That's really funny.
Because they have a past life of having been really powerful in love, and they come into this lifetime kind of just carrying that pattern on. But now they can't really do it. They have to, like, they can't see the Seven of Hearts is a spiritual heart card, you know?
Yes.
It means you can't be attached to people, and you can't be attached and can't make people do what you want them to do. You have to learn how to accept them
as
who they are.
Mm-hmm. That's so interesting.
Yeah, and you have a Nine of Clubs ruling card, which has its own little set of relationship stuff going on, a little different category, right? Have you read about the Nine of Clubs at all?
The Nine of Clubs, a little bit. Probably, I should probably dig into that a little bit more. I know nines are kind of like endings and new beginnings, correct?
Yeah, but you need to read about the Nine of Clubs birth card. It has a whole host of qualities that you also have because that's part of you. So read that chapter in Love Cards about the Nine of Clubs as if it was your birth card.
Okay.
And you'll learn some new things that puts a whole new wrinkle on, whole new perspective on your life and your relationships and so forth.
Okay. And you know what I have is your numbers book.
The Science of Numbers?
The Science of Numbers, yes, which is
very
interesting.
Yeah.
But it seems like, and then I'm reading a little bit about numerology, and it says a lot of the same things about the numbers in a way, but there are some differences. But I know in numerology I'm a 6, which is...
Well, you can't mix these two systems
together. Yeah, I guess
together.
Not.
You don't mix them together,
because
they are both true, but they're not coming from the same angle. Now, there is a book called Your Days Are Numbered.
Yes, which I have that one.
And that system of numerology is very closely related to the cards.
Okay,
it is. But even so, there's techniques in numerology that, you know, like the number, like the letters in your name and stuff.
Right.
That I don't really ascribe to all that much myself.
All right.
But, you know, just for now, it's better to keep them separate.
Okay.
You're a Seven of Hearts and a Nine of Clubs, and that's important in this system.
Okay.
And whatever you are in numerology, that's important too, but don't mix them together.
Right. Okay. Yeah, I'm just, you know what? I just love your book. I'm always in it, trying to read about it, guessing what other people are. Sometimes, you know, I do pretty well, but I just find it to be such an interesting science. And,
thank you for saying that.
Yeah,
I
just really appreciate all of the effort that you've put into this.
Thank you. I appreciate hearing
that. Yeah, for sure. I really do. And I find that the weekly readings are so accurate, even the personality profiles in the love cards, all of that. And so what I do with my weekly reading, now I just have a quick question for you. I have to try to figure out in the weekly reading whether the, like if I see my husband's card come up, for example, is that really talking about my husband in particular, or is it talking
about... It will be
about...
talking about both things at the same time,
okay,
the husband
yes.
and the meaning of the card.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, do you know what's very interesting? Sometimes I'll do a weekly reading, and I'll get something like, I think it's an, one of the eights is a fixed card. And so
eight
it
of clubs.
Eight of clubs, is it?
Yeah.
Okay, and so I'll get an eight of clubs, let's say. And it says that, you know, it would never be an environment card because it's one of the six cards.
Right.
And when I was new to this, I would reshuffle the cards.
Oh,
because
I see.
Just thinking that the whole thing was wrong, that I had done something wrong. And do you know, I can't tell you how many times that eight of clubs comes right back up as the environment.
That's crazy.
Tell me how crazy that is.
I love hearing that. Thank you for sharing
yeah.
that.
So I thought that
yeah,
was
yeah, I should have put, I forgot when I wrote the book that there are a few cards that won't show up as, you know, the meaning. So when it's environment, just read the Jupiter interpretation.
The Jupiter interpretation.
Yeah, it's the same, it's basically
okay.
the same thing.
Okay, all right. Well, I appreciate talking to you so much, and I know you have a dozen of people trying to get on with you.
I do have a couple more people waiting, so thank you for being
yeah.
considerate.
Okay, thank you so much, Robert.
All
bye-bye.
Right, Leah, thank you. Thank you for calling.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, that was very interesting, and her husband is a Three of Diamonds, and he's a really creative guy, and he's doing juggling, and that sounds like a really fulfilling thing for a Three of Diamonds. And speaking of Three of Diamonds, we have a friend of mine on line, well, actually, I don't know what line she's in, line three maybe, or line two, Lindsay. Is Lindsay still with us? Hello, Lindsay.
Hello. Hi,
are
Robert.
There?
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very good. I'm so glad I got to catch your last show for a while. I was at dinner with my mom tonight, and she said, "Oh, get online. Robert's show's on." So I'm sure she's listening. So hi, Mom. But I'm
that's
yeah,
great.
Like, that's so funny.
So
I'm
are you?
Calling to say
are you
hello.
Still in college? Where are you?
I'm back in Quincy. I just finished school a couple months ago. I went to massage school in Iowa.
Uh-huh.
So
Quincy,
I'm back
Illinois.
In Quincy now.
That's great.
Hmm?
That's great. Quincy,
yeah,
Illinois, right?
I'm loving
uh-huh.
it. I had some questions. I had a question for you.
Now I should tell my listening
right
audience that you're really good at the cards all by yourself. They should know
it's,
this.
I would rather
you.
Call them.
Like, I don't even know why you're asking me a question.
Oh, quit it. Thank you, though. Thank you very much. I know you wouldn't say it if you didn't mean it, so thank you.
That's right.
Okay,
but so
what can
I answer for you?
Hmm?
What can
what
I
can
tell
you? Answer
you?
For, I'm sorry. Well, I am just starting with a... new career, obviously, and I just started working for someone, and it's not necessarily working out the way that I had expected it to or that we had agreed upon, and I've been with my boyfriend still. He's a six of diamonds for a little under 2 years now, and we're talking about getting married eventually and all that, and he's looking at mm-hmm. possibly a job move at some time too, so I'm just kind of going, well, do it, you know, what should I do in the meantime? If I'm just wondering what you think will happen, or if you think this is a good time just to stay where I'm at and, you know, wait and see how it pans out, and then if there's, like, a move in our future, or if we're, you know, when we're going to get engaged, any of the above.
Well, you know, now, you've already looked at your cards.
I know, but I want you to look at them.
See, you're this three, you know, and your problem is that you're just so undecided about everything.
I know.
As if anything I'm going to say is going to decide for you.
Oh, please. I wrote down the name of the book. I wanted to check that with you. It's called The Power of Now. Is that what you mentioned earlier?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, Power of Now. That's the name of it.
I'm
pretty cool book.
Now.
Yeah, you haven't read that book yet?
No, I haven't.
Oh, it's
well, I'm gonna get on
most
it.
People consider it to be, you know, really incredible book, and I do too. I just never finished it. because I didn't want to insult that book and just read the whole thing without putting it into practice. And, you know, most people just read the whole thing and be like, oh, there's another, like, you know, there's another, like, experience in my head kind of thing, you know. So you know, you have fives, a lot of fives this year. You're aware of this?
I, to be really honest with you, I haven't looked at my cards until I came home tonight before the show started and said, I better look at my cards.
Well, you got a five of diamonds, long range, and your ruling card spread. You got five of clubs and five of hearts underlying your three of hearts right now. Mm-hmm. You have a lot of fives in different places, and I think overall you're probably feeling a little restless this year.
Yeah.
As a result of that. But, you know, at your age, Lindsay, you really can't make a mistake, you know, about what you do. And these cards are not going to make you do anything, you know.
Oh, I know.
It's going to come back to what you choose, always. So really what's important here is what do you want, you know. And that's the worst thing to ask a three of diamonds, isn't it?
Yeah. I want everything. I can't decide. I want it all.
Okay, so you can have it all, but you got to have it all one at a time. How's that?
Oh, do I get to pick the order?
Well, you have to pick one and focus on it long enough to make it happen, and then you'll pick the, you know, make a list, but make, you know, prioritize it somehow. In terms of getting married, you could get married any time. A nine of hearts long range can be a really strong marriage card. You also have a queen of hearts and Neptune coming up in September, October. So get married then.
That's what I was looking at.
Yeah.
I would love a fall wedding. Would you like to come?
I would love to come, yeah.
Well,
I doubt
maybe
I
we'll
would
do
come,
it in
but
Vegas.
I would love to come. I was invited to another wedding that's going to happen, I think, in June. You know, but I'm on the West Coast now. It's kind of hard.
Well, see, that's it, Robert. I don't want to be conventional. I'd rather just fly out to Vegas. Like, you know, everybody knows ahead of time and then say, hey, we're going to be here. Let's have a party. Let's celebrate. So that's not too far for you.
No, Vegas is cool. I got a brother who lives there. I'll come to Vegas.
All right. It's a deal that if I get married in Vegas, you're invited and you should come.
Just give me an advance notice and I'll be there.
I'm on it. Well, I don't want to take up any more of your time because I'm sure there are other people that
it's great hearing from you. I'm really happy to hear about your, you know, your engagement. And
oh, let's hope. It's not engagement yet.
Yeah,
hopefully
well,
soon.
It's all not real until you make a date. And
there
if you guys
go.
Decide
I'll
to get
him.
Married, call mm-hmm. me or email me, and I've already picked out some really good days this year.
Okay, great.
But don't
Thank
call
you.
Me until you've already decided to do it for sure.
I won't. And I'm sure my mom's listening, so I'm sure I'll just say hi, Mom. And she's the one that told me to call you tonight, so I have to say thank you because I didn't even know about it. So it was wonderful talking to you, Robert. Have a, you know, have a great night.
I love you,
and
I love your mother, too, and I hope she's listening.
I love you, too. Have a great night, Robert. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Lindsay. Bye-bye. Well, that was fun. Now, Lindsay's a three of diamonds. She's actually really good at the card interpretation. She's just maybe lazy about reading her own cards. I'm not sure. But I noticed that we have two callers. There's one line open now. I think it's line two. But one lady's calling from Ireland. I think I should take her first because she's probably paying some exorbitant long-distance calls. So if you could put Anu on. And I wonder if this is Anu, what's she doing? Ireland? What is this? I know this person. Please put Anu on if she's still on.
Hi, Robert.
Are you actually in Ireland?
I'm sorry?
Where are you, Anu?
I'm in Maryland.
Oh, they put Ireland.
Oh. No, I'm not in Ireland.
How are you doing, Anu?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. I'm in California now, and things are different, but it's all good.
Okay, wonderful. No, I get the newsletter now, so I have some updates.
Good.
And all right. Well, so shall I ask my question?
Yeah, please.
Ace of Spades, Long Reach.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And you're already in the middle of the year, so how's it been? Have you had some new beginnings this year?
Yeah, I took some publishing classes and made some contacts, and I came across a manuscript the author was kind of interested in. And so I've offered to publish it, but I haven't heard back from her, but I don't think it matters anymore. I think I've already made the breakthrough.
Uh-huh. So are you going to publish a book?
If she says yes, sure.
Well, the cards look good for you. You got Eight of Clubs result.
Yeah.
That's a nice card.
And work has been really good. I've gotten a few raises, a bonus, and all. My boss is extremely appreciative. So it's kind of, it's good. It's been interesting.
You always seem to do well in your job. Now, I should tell everybody your birthday is December 8th, 1966, and you're a Ten of Clubs, Ace of Clubs. Oh, and Sagittarians are just naturally lucky. Did you know that?
Oh, they are? Sure.
Yeah, they're naturally kind of lucky. And so good things usually just come to them. And you've had a lot of good fortune in your life, haven't you?
Yes, I have. Yeah, a lot of adventure.
A lot of what?
Adventure.
Adventure, yeah, you're a big traveler too, which is Sagittarian also.
Yeah.
You know, my girlfriend's a Sagittarian and she's in Ireland right now.
Oh, she is? Oh.
So that's really funny that you called and they put Ireland on there for where you were located.
That's interesting.
I thought, well, I gotta tell her to go see my girlfriend in Ireland.
Okay, so you're not traveling?
No, we travel some together, but, you know, she likes it a lot more than I do.
Okay.
And she's gone over there with her mother, so they're having fun.
Nice. Very good.
Yeah.
So tell me a little more about Ace of Spades or anything I can.
Well, it really just means a real new beginning for you. It's like it's an impetus to really start something new.
Mm-hmm.
It's an impetus to just, you know, remake yourself somehow. So it's good. Now, you know, in some cases, a long-range ace of spades could indicate a death in the family or something. It's possible to have that. But knowing you, I don't think that's really what's going on here. For you, it's about your work, because you're all about work anyway.
Yeah, this year seems like about work. It has to be that way, at least.
I think you're going to get published, because you have an Eight of Clubs result.
I mean, I'm going to be a publisher. It's not my book. It's somebody else's book I
want to
publish.
Oh, I see. You're going to publish it. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, either way, the Eight of Clubs means success. Mm-hmm. So I don't see any problem.
You know, it takes a while to publish a book, though. So it's a process.
Yeah. Well, one thing I want to say is that don't plan any trips in July or August.
July or August? Okay.
Because you're in Saturn, and it's not going to be any fun if you go on a trip then.
Okay. Not even like to the beach, like 2-hour drive or?
No, that's okay, but just nothing extensive.
Okay. Well, that's
You know, you got a Five of Spades and Saturn and a Nine of Hearts, so just, you know, be careful of traveling.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. And,
because it's in Saturn, and those aren't really nice cards to have in the Saturn period, okay?
But otherwise it should be okay. I mean, just careful about traveling.
Yeah, just in that period.
Okay.
Until August 26th.
Yeah, I just went through Mars period. It was minus Theta, I think. Just,
yeah, how was that?
It was okay. It's just more.
Well, you had good cards in your ruling card spread, so I think that helped offset whatever was going on.
Yeah. Just more breakthrough in work. Some things came too easy, some things just dragged on.
Uh-huh.
And, but it didn't matter really after a while because, you know, once you know that you're just going to do it, it doesn't matter what anybody else says or does. Then it doesn't bother you anymore.
See, that's spoken like a true ace 10 that you are, you know?
Yeah.
Because all of us people who are aces or 10s, we're here to find our own voice in the world, you know? to find our own, our confidence in ourselves, to find our own strength in our own convictions, and to be the one who calls the shots in our life. Sounds like you're doing a pretty good job with all that. Hello? Hello? Seems like I lost Anu there. Well, we have a couple other people on. We have Melissa. Oh, Melissa's off the line now. She got tired of waiting. We do have a woman named Lindy calling from California. Is Lindy still around?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Robert. How are you?
I'm good, Lindy. How are you? What part of California are you in?
La Mirada, California.
La Mirada.
It's by Orange County, Buena Park. It's sandwiched between Buena Park and Whittier.
There's so many laws in California. La La. Is that why they call it La La Land? Because there's all the laws, like La Jolla.
La Jolla, La Habra.
Right.
I know.
Right.
So many.
So before I talk to you, just let me just say to the audience that we have two open lines right now if anybody wants to call in. So go ahead, Lindy. What can we talk about tonight with you?
Well, I want some overview on a seven of diamonds. That's what I am.
Yeah.
And what's your take on that? I know that
September 4th,
1960? 9/4/1960, yes.
Okay, great. So, you mean a take just overall on your card?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I take it you haven't really read about your card in my book yet?
Oh, no, I have, Robert, I have. I have read,
oh.
I've got
so what,
quite a bit. I'm constantly reading information.
Ah, I see.
I know one day I will be part of your fellowship, hopefully.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you have to be a little more specific about what you'd like to talk about, okay?
Well, I have a question because I think somewhere I read or one time somewhere I have information that the karma card doesn't apply when you're doing reading.
In what way?
I don't have a karma card.
Okay, okay, that's a whole discussion about karma cards, okay? There are 45 cards in the deck. Every card has karma cards, but only 45 have karma cards that they owe something to or receive from. Seven of Diamonds does not have that.
Right.
You have one karma card, really, and it's the Nine of Hearts. But it's a different kind of karmic relationship than the other cards have. We really don't even know exactly how to classify it because we don't totally understand. And I say we, I mean people that are studying the cards. We don't really completely understand why the Seven of Diamonds, what's the exact relationship between the Seven of Diamonds and Nine of Hearts or between the Ace of Clubs and Two of Hearts. There's like a little mystery there, and it's kind of nice that we have some mysteries left. Okay?
Yeah, I understand.
But really, the important thing is, you know, do you know any Nine of Hearts people? Have you had interactions with Nine of Hearts people?
When I look at those around me, my inner circle, no, I don't have very many Nine of Hearts people.
Well, you probably,
I don't
you may
have
not
any.
Have any. You may not have any
I know,
at
I was
all.
Just going to say, I don't have any right now in my inner circle.
Yeah, well, it's not uncommon, but I bet you have other ones with a semi-fixed card, though. Do you have any Jack of Hearts people in your life or any Ace of Clubs or Eight of Clubs?
I have Jack of Hearts. I have a son that's a Jack of Hearts.
Yeah. You know, my sister's a Jack of Hearts. She married two different Seven of Diamonds guys.
Two different
Diamonds? She married Seven of Diamonds men twice in a row.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
<lucky was> she?
She got, you know, she got her fill of those guys.
I bet. The uniqueness of it.
But see, special family of cards, they always end up attracting each other one way or the other. We don't understand exactly why, but they always end up together in some significant way. So we know there's a karmic connection, but we don't know the exact nature like we do so much with the other cards, where we know there's this direction of energy that's being implied. Okay? So what other questions do you have?
My question was, is when I'm doing my readings, I'm looking at my birth card and my planetary ruling card, since I don't really have that karma card, should I be looking at my personality card or my queen card?
No, you aren't. We only use the birth card and the ruling card. We don't use other cards other than that. We just don't anymore. Okay?
Okay.
So don't worry about the other cards. That's all you need. Those two cards is all that you need. Plenty of information. You'll get your answers in those two spreads. Birth cards and
you know, when
cards.
You read your books, there's just so much information, and now I'm in the advanced workbook that I'm reading, or exploring the little book of Seven Thunders. And so,
oh, good. You're getting into it really heavily.
Well, yeah. I told you. I have a goal here. I would really love to know enough to teach. I mean, I do quite a few. I'm now going out of my circle and doing more readings for people at work and stuff like that. And it's started just because somebody happened to ask me, and it's kind of gone from there because somebody told somebody else. And
yeah,
so
that's a good thing.
It's
kind of naturally evolving for you, and that's a good sign.
Yeah, that's really
that's
cool.
That's a very good sign when things like that just kind of naturally fall into your lap, or you find yourself being asked by people to do that kind of work. That's an indicator that you're doing the right thing, especially if you love it.
Oh gosh, I can't. Yeah, I have my little kitty reserve, and as soon as I get enough, I'm there on your website buying products. So I'm sure, you send me. It was so funny because I came across an old newsletter, and I actually put it in the sheep protectors.
Uh-huh.
There was a handwritten address, because everything comes online now, so that was like so long ago. Handwritten address, and somebody actually wrote Seven of Diamonds, and I thought, wow, I wonder if that was it. Because you surprised me that you do so much of your own, that you had handled so much of your own business. I was surprised.
Yeah, in the old
days.
But
I have one other question.
Mm-hmm.
My other question goes, how do you read twins? Or how do you interpret? I have somebody that, and she's involved, she lives with one and is involved with the other, and
that sounds real messy.
And it's like when I see them, it's just I never know how to tell her who it is that I see, which you don't know which one is in her reading.
Well, that's a very rare thing. You know, you're talking about a very, very, very rare situation.
Well, then how do you, just besides that, her whole situation, how do you read twins? Do you read them separately?
My concern, how to read twins. My concern would be, what is she doing with two guys?
Like I said, one lives there as a roommate, and the other one she's involved with.
Oh, so she's not having sex with both of them.
Oh, no. But the roommate, though, is almost as demanding in a roommate way, I guess.
Well, unfortunately, she has both of them, and they're both, the card for one of them is the card for the other, and her relationship with one will be kind of the same as the other, at least in certain levels. That's just the way
it is. Yeah, that's kind of, it's weird. It's like I never could really tell who it is until I look backwards and see. And you look at what happened there, and then you can go, oh, that was, this twin instead of that one,
Uh-huh.
But
yeah.
Even if you weren't if there was no involvement, if somebody came to you, if you knew, because I do have another friend now at work, and she's asked me, but I haven't had a chance yet to even look at her cards. And I know she is a twin, she has a twin sister. And she's
twins are even, they'll have the same exact cards their whole life, but even though they're twins, they will interpret those differently because they're two different souls.
Exactly. So I guess it's
their
choice.
They're not going to have the same karma. They'll have some karma that's similar. There's no doubt about that. There's a similarity in their karmic package that they're born with, but it's not going to be exactly the same. So I would be just focusing on one whoever's coming to a reading from me. I wouldn't even worry about the fact that they have a twin.
Separately.
It wouldn't cross my mind. It wouldn't be an issue because I'm working with that person.
I see. Because, you know, I've read, you know, I have both books and your software and quite a bit of a lot of the other products. And I'm always looking for that kind of information. I've never seen anything. And
Maybe you'll write a book about it someday.
Oh, myself. I don't know about that. But, okay, you know, I'm really going to be missing you on Mondays because I've learned to program myself to come sit and listen to your program. I've enjoyed it. I've even gone over some of the archives.
Thank you. I appreciate hearing that. I may start it up again. If something, I'm just going to wait. I need to feel like it's really what I really want to invest myself into. And I've got so many irons in the fire right now that I need to focus myself a little better. So we'll see what happens, though. They've offered that I could come back anytime I want. I really do love the guys that work at the station. So who knows what will happen. We'll see.
Hopefully so. But I can understand you being so stressed because I'm sure you're just needed in a lot of areas. And I appreciate everything that you put into that and the new product. Oh, and the CD, I'm just learning to love that so much. That's way cool.
Oh, thank you, Lindy. I appreciate you saying that. Okay, well, I have a couple other callers, so I'm going to let you go.
Okay, that's cool. Have a good evening, Robert.
Thank you, Lindy. Thanks for calling in.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Well, that was nice to talk to her, and it's really nice to meet people on the phone that I've never spoken to who've been associated with this work, and I've emailed them and so forth. So I love hearing from you. And we have, let's see, Cynthia, who I think emailed me earlier today. Perhaps this might be the same one. On line 4. So let's see. And now line 2 is now open if somebody wants to call in. So is Melissa, is Cynthia with us? Hello?
Hello?
Is this Cynthia?
Yes. Hi, Robert.
Are you the same one that emailed me today?
Yes. Cynthia from San Ramon. I was at your gathering.
Oh.
Yeah,
how are you?
Hello.
How are you?
Okay. All right. I have a couple questions.
Okay. I got your cards in front of me. You're born April 4th, 1952?
No. December 4th.
Oh, that's way different.
Another Sag.
That's a wild birthday.
It's a wild birthday.
December 4th?
December 4th.
I don't think I've met one who wasn't a wild woman yet.
Well, I've had a wild life, let me tell you.
I believe it.
Uh-huh.
So what's going on this year for you?
Oh, I don't know. That's one of my questions, and then I have another question, but
why don't you get married this year?
Why don't I get married?
Yeah, why don't you get married?
There's no one to marry right now.
Well, what if he shows up soon? Then would you do it?
I don't know. I'll be very careful. I've had some projects, and I have enough projects now.
Oh, Ace of Diamonds always have projects. That's not a big deal.
Well, for relationships, I mean.
Oh, relationship project?
Yeah, I don't need more projects.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Well, your card, you know, you got a 5 of hearts result.
Oh.
And underlying that's a queen of hearts, so.
Huh.
Well, so don't be surprised if you meet somebody.
Really? Well, my son is the queen of clubs, and one of my business partners is the displacement card. Well, actually, it's not a business partner. She helps me with one of my products. She's the designer.
The 2 of clubs?
Yeah. And also an ex-boyfriend is. And then my former husband's my long-range card. It's like, oh, my gosh, lots of family and relationships here.
Well, you know, those don't have to mean those people. It's up to you.
Okay.
Thing about Ace of Diamonds people is they never let go of people.
Huh.
They drag them around for centuries.
You're funny. Drag them around.
Yeah, they drag them around with them.
I don't think so.
I had, I met this Ace of Diamonds woman once, and I was like, and we have a good connection, you know, because the Queen of Diamonds and Ace of Diamonds are very compatible.
Right.
And then I was thinking, okay, how many other boyfriends does she have that she's not telling me about?
Interesting.
And she had a whole ton of them.
Huh.
As soon as I got her to tell me the truth, there was a whole train of those guys behind her.
Huh.
Because they have a hard time letting go of people.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I gotta think about that.
Yeah, you can give that some thought, chewing out there.
Well, I've been working on some projects for a long, long time, and I'm hoping that something's going to open up soon, because it's been a long journey.
Well, you have a good money card coming in Saturn. It's a Ten of Diamonds.
Okay.
Which is coming up after July 1st. And it would mean money coming in, but having to work very hard for it. Okay.
Well, it seems like that's what I've been doing for several years.
So, you know, that's when I would expect some money to come in.
Okay.
If that's what you're waiting for.
Well, I'm waiting for my project to stabilize, actually. So.
Well, I'm not sure what that means.
Right. Well, I've been working on some projects for quite a while and hoping that, you know, something will open up or they're going to stabilize. I've put a lot of money, time, and effort into them.
Well, but you're not being very specific.
Oh.
So I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, I have a healing product line that I have worked on for quite a while, and it seems to be sitting there, but I've been told several times that I was way ahead of my time, you know, kind of like a visionary, and
uh-huh.
The masters are going to start opening up to this kind of stuff.
So in other words, you have this product line that you've been developing, but you haven't taken it to the market yet.
Well, it's online, but really hasn't done anything. So
uh-huh.
I'm kind of looking at it differently.
Well, you know, this is a good question, and I have a CD that I just finished, and I'm just looking at the job of promoting it.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's daunting in a sense, and it causes me to hesitate, you know, to, like, I know from my past how much work's involved in doing something like this.
Right.
And so, you know, I don't like the idea of starting over again in a way. So, but I'm just saying that for you, maybe there's some reason that you're hesitating, you know, with your projects. It's good to look inside for the answers to those things.
Mm-hmm.
There's something going on for you. In the meantime, I think there's money around you and you're doing okay. I think things are good.
Well, good. That's good news.
I don't see any real problems.
Question about karma cards. What's the difference between karma cards and karma cousins?
Well, karma cousins, there's not like an implied, nobody owes each other.
Okay.
And the mirror thing is not so strong with karma cousins as it is with karma cards. So there's not that intensity. Karma cards relationship can be so intense that, you know, you might get really mad at each other sometimes. It doesn't usually happen with karma cousins. Karma cousins are a lot more laid back.
Okay.
Influences.
So the first card is something I owe them, and the second card is something they owe me.
If you met an Ace of Hearts person, you would owe them.
Okay.
If you meet a Two of Diamonds person, they are supposed to give to you.
Okay.
Does that clear it up?
That clears it up.
Oh, great.
Thank you so much, Robert.
Nice to hear your voice.
Yes.
And thanks
take
for
care.
For calling in. You're welcome.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. The lines are filling up. This is nice. And we have Kathy from Arizona on line 3. Is she still with us? Hello?
Hello?
Is this Kathy?
This is Kathy.
All right. Do I know you?
Yes, you do, Robert. I'm from Arizona.
I know. What's your last name?
The King of Clubs, remember?
I know, but what's your last name?
Ricosi.
Oh, of course. There you go.
Yeah, there you go.
So what's up, Ricosi?
Hey. Hey, I was wondering when you're going to come to Arizona.
I don't know. I don't really have any plans to.
Well,
I like Arizona and all. There's nothing personal about Arizona.
Well, we're going to have to coax you to come here, huh?
Well, I'm open to it anytime. Just let me know when you want me to show up.
All right. I will do that.
So how are things going for you?
Fine. I have some things going on in this year, so I just wanted to talk to you about my long-range card, the Four of Diamonds.
Mm-hmm. Is that somebody you know or what?
Yeah, it's my son.
Oh, wow.
For the entire year.
Yeah, well, how old is your son?
25.
So why is he being your long-range card?
I guess I have to finish up old business, wouldn't you think?
I don't know, but do you or not? I mean,
yes.
What I'm asking you is, I see the card there and all that, and it could be him, but is it him?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, so is he going through some problems?
Yeah.
So that's why you're jumping in to take care of him and stuff? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, I have, but I've decided to back off on that. But you know what's hilarious is that his first karma card is a Five of Spades, and the second one is a Five of Hearts.
Yeah.
And I've got Five of Hearts and Five of Spades all over this chart here for this year.
Well, you know, I mean, it could be him all year, and it may just be the way it just might be the way it plays out. And that's okay, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, this is something that you've decided to be his mother and to stand for him and take care of him and do what you can to help him, right? So
yeah,
that's all in line with your commitment to your being a good mother.
Mm-hmm.
So there's nothing unusual about any of that. Is it proving to be something really difficult for you, or?
Yeah, he's having a really difficult time, and I see him September 21st, and for Saturn for me, there is Four of Diamonds, and underneath it is a Jack of Spades and the Seven of Clubs. So there's something going to happen in September. Can you give me an idea as to what you think that might be?
Well, you have his card there with the Jack of Hearts, so you're going to. It's likely that you'll be making some sort of sacrifice on his behalf during that
period. No, it's a Jack of Spades.
No, it's a Jack of Hearts.
I see that. Okay.
Yeah. Jack of Hearts. So you have a Jack of Hearts and a Four of Diamonds in Saturn, so that's his card, with the sacrifice card right next to it. So there's a good chance he'll be making some sort of sacrifice on his behalf during that period.
Okay.
And because it's Saturn, it's not going to be a fun, happy sacrifice.
Yeah, I know.
You know, sometimes sacrifices are not as hard. I mean, you know, we just do it willingly and we let go and we just go on. In Saturn, they tend to be, to take more out of us. But you'll be all right.
Yeah.
I mean, you'll get through this. You've gone through so much already, so.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is he involved in drugs or what? What's going on?
Yeah, that's, right now he's homeless, and so I'm just having to let him go, and that's indicative of what's coming up with the Nine of Spades and Mars for me anyway. So I've just sort of let go of him and,
that's pretty hard to do, you know.
It
would be really hard for any parent to let their child just go down the tubes, you might say.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine.
It has been very hard.
I can't imagine how you do that. I mean, it's hard.
I don't either. I don't either. I've done everything that I can possibly do to help him. And, you know,
and then sometimes you realize that a child has to help themselves.
Yeah.
And Four of Diamonds, the thing about Four of Diamonds is they're always looking for an easy way out. Mm-hmm. They're a little lazy, is what it is.
Yeah.
And if they can get somebody else to do it for them, they will. Now, that's the four diamonds that are unhappy. That's how they behave.
Yeah.
There are some happy four diamonds, and they're the ones that are not afraid to work for what they get in life.
Right.
But, you know, what is the biggest teacher in life? I mean, what teaches us more than anything else in life? The pain and suffering we go through.
Yeah.
So your son, unfortunately, as hard as it's going to be for you to witness it, he needs to feel more suffering, I think.
Yeah.
He needs to feel the consequences of his choices.
Right.
And hopefully that will help him. At some point, he'll get tired of that thing.
Yeah. I'm hoping so. I just hope that it's not somewhere along the line he's going to completely, you know,
what
go
sign
to the
is
other
he?
Side. Pardon me?
What sign is he? What's his birthday?
He's a Scorpio. He's a Scorpio.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Scorpios are so hard on themselves.
Yeah.
And that particular birthday can be vindictive also.
Yeah.
Because they have a Six of Clubs ruling card, and sixes can be vindictive.
Right.
So, you know, but it sounds like you've done a lot already to help them. You've done everything you can think of.
Yeah, I've spent thousands of dollars helping him out, and it's gotten to the point where I just
have to.
Yeah,
you got
to
stop
point.
Giving him money. That's not
yeah.
going to work.
Yeah.
That's never going to work for him.
Yeah.
That's just feeding into his dysfunction.
Yeah.
You got to let him know that he can do it, and tell him you can do it. You can get yourself out of this, and encourage him, but don't do it for him anymore.
Yeah.
Be loving, but don't facilitate his dysfunction. As hard as it, I know it, that it is. I know it's hard. So
yeah.
I don't underestimate that aspect of it. I just think you're going through something that's really difficult.
Well, even though it's difficult, I'm still trying to remain as positive as possible with my own life and just go on with
yeah.
that. And I see myself traveling. I've got a lot of five of spades here. Do you see that there's... traveling the work?
It's possible. It's not the strongest five. It's a vertical card. It's not the direct card.
Right.
Do you want to travel?
Well, with my spiritual projects, I suppose that's what I was kind of wanting
uh-huh.
to do.
So, you might travel. But I can't say for sure, but it's possible. It could happen. We'll have to see what develops with your son and you.
Yeah.
Okay, Kathy?
Yes. Well, thank you, Robert, and you have a
great
good night.
Your voice. It's great hearing your voice.
Yeah.
And thank you for calling me this evening. In.
Thanks, Robert. Have a good night.
All right. Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. It looks like we have another Sagittarian who has called in. I think this is our fourth one tonight, actually. Her name is Dawn. She's from Arizona. Is Dawn still with us?
Hi.
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 How are you, Dawn? How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. How are things down in Arizona?
They're getting warm.
Yeah.
It's been nice.
I bet they are.
Pretty sunset tonight. Yeah.
So are you into the cards or are you new to the cards?
I'm into the cards, and I have a couple questions. What is a traditional moving card?
Well, the most
would
traditional
that be
moving
a,
card
any nine
would be
or?
A 9 or a 5 in Venus would be a strong move card.
Okay. With my.
But also in Uranus, it can be a 5 in Uranus too, or a 9. It can mean moving. Because Uranus rules real estate, but Venus is the period that rules the home. So we look at Venus first, usually.
So with my MF5 of clubs for this year, and I didn't know if you saw like a move for me, or the other thing that I was wondering is when in like a relationship comparison, when you're the moon card, you both are moon cards to each other. How do you
interpret
that?
Well, that's nice. If you have a double moon, that's really nice. Who's your your love interest? What's the birthday?
March 11th.
So, is this the Queen of Diamonds?
Yes.
Queen of Diamonds, Queen of Spades?
Yes.
How do you get double moon from that? Just curious.
Well, actually, I got one of the relationship reports from your website.
Uh-huh.
And this is the relationship connections. That's what they printed out. They printed out Jupiter Mutual, Saturn, where Saturn, you know, I'm Saturn, then he's Saturn, I'm Mars, he's Mars, I'm Moon, he's Moon.
Oh, okay.
So
well,
I don't know if they did it with the
karma
card.
Moon. I don't see the moon. I see the one where you're moon to him. I don't see the one where he's moon to you off the top of my head here.
Okay.
I mean, looking at the card, but you're definitely moon to him, and that's a good connection. If they're moon to each other,
so
that's even better. I mean, because the more moons, the better, actually. It's a really good connection to have.
Right.
How's that going with the Queen of Diamonds?
It's not going well. That's why I want to ask you, because
well, what's
happening? You know, showing a Saturn influence. There's just not any communication, like on his part. He just seems quiet, and I don't know if I'm just, you know, I don't know how to interpret that. If it's
well,
just,
some men aren't really good at communication at all. They're actually kind of lousy at it.
Mm-hmm.
You're aware of this, right?
That yes,
some guys
I am.
Don't really communicate,
and I know that I'm tend to be more direct. So I don't know if it's just me because I like communication or if it's maybe this was just a learning relationship. I don't know.
Well, in general, Sag and Pisces don't really get along all that good as a general rule because they're square to each other. And your sun is exactly square his sun. I can tell you that. So there's a basic difference in you two. It's very different, see, in the way that you, like a Pisces person, they don't really like to talk all that much necessarily. They're more like they're feeling everything.
Right.
You know, they're like real like feely-feely, but not feely like feely talk about your feelings feely.
Like, what do you mean? Just like they're more like emotional, but like don't want to talk about it?
See, they have a psychic quality about them, Pisces people, where they feel what everybody else is feeling. Okay?
Okay.
So let's just kind of picture this for a minute. The Pisces person is feeling what everybody else is feeling, and then they get this urge to take care of everybody else at the same time. So they're second-guessing other people's needs. And then they expect their partners to second-guess their needs. That's where the rub comes in.
Right.
And they expect you to know what they need without you, without them ever having to tell you about it. You get it?
Right. Well, I can see where, okay, I understand that perspective. So how do you work on that?
Well, have you mentioned the possibility of getting counseling together?
No, I haven't thought about that.
A lot of men won't do that, but if you get one that does, it's a great gift. Because counseling is really a wonderful thing. It can save a relationship from the inevitable breakup. Most relationships are doomed to break up just because they can't really ever really get communication going, you know?
Okay.
And if you don't get communication going with him, you can just count on it's going to end. Okay?
Do you see it ending as far as my cards look?
No, I'm not going to say that. But I can tell you one thing, if you guys don't develop communication, it's just a matter of time.
Right, yeah, because it's the foundation.
Yeah, it'll end. It has to end. Either you'll meet somebody else that you really like and you can talk to or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's
yeah, I didn't know because of the Saturn. I mean, when you see Saturn, do you automatically think that, I mean, that's like a teacher card, like you're exchanging lessons or?
Well, there's a Saturn between you guys. I don't know how strong. It's not the strongest Saturn connection. Okay?
Oh, good.
It's not one that you would be particularly concerned about in terms of really being a drag on your relationship. I don't see that.
Okay, and the Mars?
The Mars is good for sex. Hopefully.
Right. Yeah, the physical, but
yeah,
it can
unless,
be physical and also
dead
like
Pisces guy.
Dead? No, he's not.
Oh, good. You know, because some Pisces guys are just kind of missing in action.
Okay.
But I think you guys, it sounds like a working, learning relationship. So why don't you work it by getting some counseling together?
Okay.
And, you know, I mean, if he can't really, if he won't really tell you what's really going on, what is the point anyway? What are you doing there?
Right.
You know what I mean?
No,
I mean, what's the point of it? If he really won't open up and talk to you and talk about what's really happening, you're not even in a relationship. You just think
you
are.
No, you're right.
Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
So thanks for having the courage to call up tonight.
Okay. Thanks. Bye.
All right. Take care. Okay. We're getting the calls tonight, baby. Everybody's calling in. This is wonderful. We have James calling from San Diego. Is James still with us? James the Virgo, I think. Is this James?
Hello, Robert.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is your birthday September 1st, 1944?
Yes. You might remember me back, oh, 6-7 years ago. I was planning on getting married, and I contacted you for some good days in the year, and you told me there were two.
Well, what's your last name, James?
Gunnier.
Oh, yeah, I remember you. If
yeah.
I knew your last name, I remember those names pretty good. So how's it going, James?
Very well, thank you. I was calling in regards, there was a possibility I'll be having some minor cosmetic surgery this coming Friday, or upcoming Fridays, and I was wondering if, you know, that might be a good day for everything to go well.
Now, I'm sorry, I apologize. Would you ask me one more time what you just asked?
I'm planning on having some cosmetic surgery done.
Oh, cosmetic surgery?
Or, mm-hmm. Yes, cosmetic.
How soon would that be? Would that be happening?
Probably this coming Friday, or some other Friday after this week.
Okay. Well, you
choose,
have very good health influences
day,
right now,
but,
James.
Pardon me?
You do have very good cards for health right now.
Okay.
So I'm glad you waited till after your Saturn period. That was wise.
Well, sometime I'd like to. Talk to you about Saturn. I've had some amazing experiences in the last 7 or 8, 9 years.
Oh,
and,
wow.
And going through Saturn and how to protect yourself from some of the miseries that go along with, with that time.
Oh, I'd love to hear about that sometime. Sure. Maybe you can write an article for my newsletter.
Well, I might do that.
Yeah, I'd love to hear what you what your experiences were and how you dealt with it. That would be very interesting.
Do you think it's going to be okay coming up?
Yeah,
even this coming
I do.
Friday?
You have nothing but good influences right now, so I don't see any problems.
How about the coming year? Anything, any changes coming up?
Well, how's your, what's your relationship status?
Great, yeah.
Yeah, that's going well. Are you married?
Yes.
Oh, good.
I married on those on the day that you indicated was real positive.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, she's June 30th of 1962.
Okay, now is there any chance that she could get pregnant?
I don't think so.
Okay. Just because you have some cards that could be interpreted that way.
Uh-huh. Uh-oh. We don't want that.
Okay, well, if you don't want that, you probably won't have it. Just checking in to see, you know.
Yeah, that would be coming up later in the year.
It would be after your next birthday, you know.
Yeah.
Well, I'm looking into the next
definitely,
year.
Definitely use some birth control.
Well, I can see you're really clear about that one anyway.
Yeah.
We don't really want to see that happen right away.
No, we don't.
You're speaking for her, too, you know. You realize that, don't you?
Pardon me?
You're speaking for her, too.
Oh, definitely.
So that's what she says, too. Is that true?
Yes, that's true. Yeah.
Oh, okay. No problem, then. Well, I mean, I see a really good year for you. I see hard work and success coming up next year. So I wouldn't be, I don't see any problems. It's going to be a great year.
Oh, great. I appreciate that.
You'll be
definitely
pleased.
Planning on some changes.
You'll be very pleased. I guarantee it.
After the birthday or before?
We're talking about the year that begins on your next birthday.
Okay.
I'm referring to the whole year.
Okay. Well, sounds great.
Well, James, it's good to hear your voice. Thanks for calling in tonight.
Well, I appreciate it, Robert. And you're not going to be on anymore after this.
I'm taking a break for a while. We'll see. I might come back. But, yeah, I won't be on for a little while. But if I do come back on, I'll be announcing it.
All right, Robert. Anyway, I really appreciate all you've done for me. And thank you and good night.
Thank you, James. You're very welcome.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
It's nice to hear from all my old friends like this. This is really great. People that I've had connections with in the past. This has been really wonderful. And speaking of that, we have Donna from Denver. Is Donna still with us? Born October 7th, 1951, I believe.
Yes.
Is that you, Donna?
That is me.
You're the second Five of Clubs to call tonight.
Yes.
So what's on your restless? Go ahead.
Does he have you down for October 7th?
Oh, I'm sorry, 7th. I apologize. I typed it in wrong. You're
Two of
Diamonds.
Yes.
Okay, now we got you straightened out. I apologize.
Yes.
But what's on your mind tonight?
I am concerned about that Nine of Spades with the Three of Hearts and the Queen Club underlying cards as my direct card in Saturn.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah, those are kind of scary cards.
Yes.
It's a little early to predict what those are going to mean, though.
Well, I mean, if it has any bearing at all, I'm in a legal battle for custody with my ex-husband.
And what are his cards?
He has a King of Hearts in Jupiter.
No, but what is his card?
He's an Eight of Clubs.
Ah, wow, same as you.
Yeah.
And what birthday is he?
He's the December 10th.
So he's a 10 of Diamonds ruling card.
Yeah, 10 of Diamonds.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, let's see here. You're in Saturn right now.
I am.
Is this legal thing happening right now?
Right now.
Well, you picked a bad time to be in a legal thing.
I sure did.
You know, I'd like to give you some good news here, but, you know, you didn't give me much to work with.
Right. I know.
Well, you know, things have a way of working themselves out. You have a couple of sixes right now, okay?
Okay.
Now, that means that things are going to work out, not necessarily the way you want them to, but they will be equitable.
Okay.
So, you know, we each have, you're an Eight of Clubs ruling card, and your husband's an Eight of Clubs birth card.
Right.
And eights are power cards, and people who have power, they need to learn how to surrender sometimes.
Right.
To the will of God. So whatever happens in this will be his will, and then you can just relax about it and let go.
Okay.
Whichever way it goes.
Okay.
You do your best, and then you let it go.
Okay.
You do your best, you know, like you give it your best shot. You do the right thing as best as you know how. And then
okay.
You surrender the results. And then you'll be happy.
Okay.
And you'll be enlightened also.
Okay. Well, that enlightenment is good. I have one more question.
Okay.
About a daily card of a Nine of Diamonds in Uranus.
When is that coming up?
Tomorrow.
Really? Not in my. Oh, did you? This from your spread that you put down?
Uh huh.
That you did by hand?
Uh huh.
Oh, okay. Well, a nine of diamonds in Uranus doesn't have to mean anything in particular. It could mean an unexpected and unforeseen financial loss, but it could, if it is that, it'll be something minor.
Okay.
It won't be anything to worry about because daily cards are very, they're not very powerful.
Right.
They're just like things that happen one day and they're forgotten the next.
Okay.
So I wouldn't be concerned. And it also could be an enlightening kind of day, because Uranus days are when we're influenced by Uranus, which is an enlightenment planet.
Right.
So you could let go of something that you're wanting and out of that have a breakthrough in your life.
Right.
So just be open. I find that I don't know if you know this or not, but you actually were born on Sunday.
Okay.
Did you know that?
No, I didn't know.
So you're actually, your weekly readings, you should do them Saturday night to start Sunday morning.
Okay.
From now on, starting next week. Okay?
Okay.
And then you'll be lined up with your personal days. Like today's your Venus day.
Okay.
Yesterday was your Mercury day, and tomorrow's your Mars day, and so forth.
Okay.
It's nice to have that alignment with your natural days.
But that's different than the website.
Well, no. Aren't you born in 51?
No, 71.
Oh, I'm sorry. I am so sorry.
No,
yeah. They had written down 51.
No, not yet. I'm not there.
Not even close to that.
No.
Okay, thank you for clarifying it. Okay, in that case, just erase all the things I just told you.
Okay. Okay.
You do have challenging cards right now. You know that in Saturn.
I do.
And the nine of spades would generally indicate you having to let go.
Right.
That might be the will of God. And actually, the day of the week you were born was not Sunday.
Okay.
It was
Thursday.
Thursday.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, so you are starting your weekly readings on the right day, aren't you?
Yes, but I got that nine of diamonds from the website for tomorrow.
Yeah, that's correct. It's correct. Now that I have the right year. I had the wrong year. I was way off. I was off by 20 years?
20 years, exactly.
Somewhere in that vicinity.
Yeah.
So you'll get through this. You'll get through this, Donna.
Now, do you see a reprieve for me financially?
Well, there aren't really any financial indicators for the rest of the year in your spread.
Okay. Okay.
You know, looking at next year, there are some good money cards next year.
Okay.
But that's so far from now. Everything's going to change. I don't see any money problems next year. I see good money in different places, so you're going to be okay.
Okay.
You know, there's more to the story here. I don't know the whole story.
Right.
I know there's a lot more to it.
Oh,
yeah. Going on in your life right now.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't have time to get into all of that right now either.
Right.
So I'm just giving you a basic, quickie.
Okay. No, I appreciate everything. Yeah.
Oh, great. Well, thank you for calling and being part of the show.
Thank you. Thank you. I'll keep checking out the website.
All right, Donna. Thank you for calling. Have a good night.
You too.
Okay. Well, okay, let's see. We have one more person. I think that's going to be our last call tonight. We have a woman named Kathleen, if she's still on, from Austin, Texas. Is she here?
Hi, Robert.
Is this Kathleen?
Yes, it is.
How are you, Kathleen?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. I've been busy.
Good.
I've been a busy bee tonight.
I know. I've been listening.
So have you read my books? What are you up to?
Well, yes, I stumbled upon your website a few months ago and have both
your Cards of Destiny and your love book, and you know, have been just reading them and taking down all kinds of information. It kind of feels like the Matrix almost, where all this information is being input into my brain. And I'm trying to keep it straight.
Now, are you born on January 16th, 1965?
Yes.
I just want to confirm that because we've had a few mistakes here. So,
yeah.
What can I do for you tonight? You Jack of Diamonds.
Well, my question is, you know, my birth card is the Jack of Diamonds, and when I read through that information, it seems so much like it just doesn't fit. I feel so much more like I'm my ruling planet card.
Well, that's because you identify, and most people identify more with their ruling card.
Ah.
Well, you are a Jack of Diamonds, and you have those traits also. And those two cards are very different, you know, the Jack of Diamonds and the Six of Clubs.
Right.
The Six of Clubs is like, sometimes they're super responsible.
And then sometimes
Jacks,
not.
Jacks are generally irresponsible. So this is like a conflict within you, you see. And the Jack of Diamonds, though, I bet you do worship your freedom, though.
I've always been very independent, yes.
There we go.
But I also take on a lot of responsibility. That's something I've been having to work through, yeah, to learn to let go and not be responsible for the world kind of thing.
Yeah, well, Six of Clubs, you know, they can be kind of hard on themselves.
Yeah, I definitely am that.
And then you're a Capricorn, too, and Capricorns are kind of hard on themselves, too.
Yeah.
Okay. So you have this playful nature that's kind of being masked by all this being so serious and responsible. You understand?
Yes, I do. And I'm a single mom, so that all is very evident in my life as well.
Now there's a little weight on a little anchor on your boat.
Just a little one.
just a little 10 pounder.
Yeah. 65 pounder more like it.
Yeah, I understand. So what does is there something going on that you wanted to ask about?
Well, again, going back to the Jack of Diamonds and the personality type, I was working in my field for the last 10 years and was laid off here, and I guess it's just been a real struggle trying to get my feet back down on a job and a career, and which is part of, you know, what I've been looking for internally and spiritually, and what led me to your books and whatnot. And so that I feel that struggle between looking at this information that talks about the Jacks and creativity and the salesmanship and whatnot, which is not something I've ever done or been, versus the Six of Clubs, and then maintaining the responsibilities that I need to maintain as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay, so let me get this straight. You have a job right now.
No. I was laid off.
Okay, you've been laid off. And now you're considering your options.
Right.
And you're thinking, what about the creative stuff?
Exactly.
But you've never done creative stuff.
Right.
Even when you were a child?
No, that wasn't something that was really supported much in my childhood.
You know, in this book called Sacred Symbols of the Ancients, she says in there that Jack of Diamonds often have the gift, an artistic gift that they don't express. That goes unexpressed, you know, or uncultivated. So I think you actually benefit from that Jack of Diamonds a lot, that you probably have a great resourceful mind that you can apply in whatever you do in a creative way. Do you understand? Just because you're not being an artist or something like that, it doesn't matter. I mean, I've seen Jack of Diamonds do all kinds of things. They can be good at many things. They usually care
about
other
people. It's kind of like a jack of all trades.
They can be, but they're not always like that. I mean, I've seen a lot of jack of diamonds who are thieves. And big time liars, you know. But
yeah,
that's not going to be you because of the six of clubs.
Right, exactly.
But it sounds like you would like to have a job that you love more.
Absolutely.
Is that
right.
true? And so the question is, do you know what you love?
Yeah, I guess that is the question that I'm struggling with.
You know, sometimes we're so busy being responsible for so long that we kind of lose touch with what we actually enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've seen it happen to a
yeah.
lot of people. I would tell people, you know, what did you do when you were like 5 years old? Nobody was watching after you. What kind of things would you just do on your own? That's what you love.
Right.
As children, we're naturally drawn to the things that we love. It's just apparent, you know. You have any
exactly.
dreams of about things you wanted to do in your life?
Well, I've always wanted to help people. You know, my undergraduate degree and all of that is in the social sciences, and, you know, I really am feeling drawn towards helping locally in the community or going back and getting more education for counseling and whatnot.
Be a counselor.
That's kind of the area I'm going in. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, that would work. I mean, that's Jack of Diamonds, too, because it's a Neptune card. It's not particularly lucrative.
Yeah, I understand. I understand that.
I guess you know that already.
Right.
If it were me, I'd pick something that was lucrative and that I loved.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's the part, like, I would want to have both. So that life was easy and enjoyable. Easy
right.
from making the more money and enjoyable because I'm enjoying what I'm doing.
Yeah, exactly. The other job was, I didn't have the enjoyment in it, which is what I'm really looking for. That's probably, that's why it feels like a higher priority right now in my life.
Well, just looking at your cards, I just want you to consider something, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you can do whatever you want with this, but consider the possibility of having a business of your own. Okay.
That's
just consider
funny.
That
yeah,
idea.
That is something. Yeah, that's something that I've been.
And you know, you can make a business. You can. There's so many ways you can run a business from your home. It's so easy. I mean, my sister is a Jack of Diamonds. One of my sisters.
Mm-hmm.
She's a real trickster, though. I tell you, she's something. She's like, but she's a Pisces. It's a whole different matter, you know. But she'll go out and do yard sales on Fridays and Saturdays and Sundays, and she'll pick up all this stuff. And then she sells it on eBay for like 20 times what she paid for it.
Wow.
And all she's got is a camera and a computer. You know?
Right.
But I don't know what it would be, but think about something that you would like to offer people as a product or a service. See? That
yeah.
you would enjoy doing or giving to other people. I have no doubt that once you found the thing you love to do, I have no doubt you'd be successful. No doubt at all.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
And don't worry, it's all going to work out. You're going to have everything you want. I guarantee that. You're going to have everything you want. Money, love, the whole thing.
Yeah, you see, and that's from the Jack of Diamonds.
It's all in your future. It's not right away, but it's not that far away either, okay?
Yeah. Well, that's another question that I had that I thought was curious is, you know, for the Jack of Diamonds, it shows my Venus card as the Four of Diamonds, which happens to be my ex-husband. And
yeah.
And I'm curious, I would just assume that if I'm with the person that, of course, obviously ex didn't work out, that if you're with somebody who would be your Venus card,
well,
why that would
not be there's definitely a compatibility there,
heaven.
But, you know, the Every card has its little baggage thing, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
And Four Diamonds have their share of baggage. They make everything harder than it has to be. They are lazy. They, I like Four Diamonds. People don't get me wrong. They have a struggle mentality though. you know? And a lot of them just are mired in struggle.
Mm.
So what birthday was he, by the way?
October 5th.
Okay, so he was an Eight of Hearts, ruling card, right?
Yes.
And he wanted to control you, probably.
Actually, he wanted to play.
he was a playboy type.
Yes, that's what ended up happening.
Mm. Oh, well, you know. So there it goes. But actually, you know, it was a good relationship in some ways, but, you know, you can't change. You can be compatible with somebody, but if they're not really able to be committed, then what's the point? It's not going to work anyway.
Right.
No matter how good
right.
your compatibility is. So.
Right.
But there's love in your future, believe me. Even this year.
Okay. Oh, really?
It's around the corner.
I'll be sure to look then.
just keep your eyes open. You'll see.
Okay. All right.
Well, thanks. It's really nice. I love talking to Jack of Diamonds. You know why? Because they're my moon card.
Oh, really?
Because I'm a queen of
diamonds. Yeah, you are. I've read that in your books. And so Queen of Diamonds is my long range card this year.
Yeah, I did notice that actually.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, maybe there's a Queen of Diamonds in your future, but I also think that also can mean you having your own business.
Well, it also says in your book, Queen of Diamonds, if I'm a diamond card, could mean being more motherly if I have children and or a love relationship or something. I believe it said something like that.
It's possible. It's certainly possible.
Yeah.
Because actually you don't know this, but the vertical long range card is a Four of Hearts. So there's a possibility of a love relationship there. And it could be with the Queen of Diamonds. So, you know, be open minded. See what happens. See what shows up for you. You know, and if you did meet a Queen of Diamonds, that person would hopefully know where they want to go. Okay?
Right. Right.
So your life direction would be, if you did meet a Queen of Diamonds, because you are moon to the Queen of Diamonds, you would be following his lead. And he would have the plans for you and for you and him together. Do you understand?
Yeah, I do. Uh-huh.
And he would probably be a lot more diamond oriented than you would. In the sense of making money.
Okay.
So it's a pleasure talking to you. I have a woman that I think she might still be on hold from India. And if she is, I do want to take her call. So I'm going to let you go.
Okay. All right.
It's been a pleasure. Please keep in touch.
I will. Thank you so much.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye, Robert.
Bye. So I was going to hang up, but we had this lady. I don't know if she's still on the phone. Her name is, I think, Vivia from India. Is she actually on the phone?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, Robert.
Who is this?
Vivia.
Vivia, are you really calling from India?
100%. I'm calling from New Delhi.
Oh my goodness. I can't believe that. That's amazing. So,
well, you must have
nice
called
to talk to you. I've
world.
Been to Delhi before.
You've been to Delhi?
Oh, yes.
Oh, well, I've listened to your music. You would have had to have been to India to play that kind of music.
Oh, yes. Yeah, you're absolutely right. I love the Hindu chanting. I love chanting. I love kirtan and all that. So tell me, what year were you born? Were you born March 18th?
Yes, 1977.
1977?
Yeah.
Okay, now I've got you on my screen here. So it's a pleasure to have you on the show. What can I do for you?
Thank you so much. Actually, I seem to be repeating patterns in my love life. I was wondering if there's something you can tell me about that's going to help me make it a little bit easier.
Now, are you living in the traditional Indian life and all that stuff?
No, not at all.
Okay, because, you know, your card in America would probably never even get married.
Ooh, okay.
Because it's a very freedom, your birthday is very, very freedom-oriented.
Okay.
Have you noticed that about yourself?
Yes, very much so.
So, you know, I mean, you can get married, of course, if you want to, but I think ultimately you would probably go back to wanting to be have your freedom. So, you know, have you been married before?
No, never. Marriage is not such a big deal with me. It's just that I seem to not be able to stay in a relationship more than 3 months. I seem to have a expiry date. You know.
Well, just
so
tell the guys when they first meet them.
It's not a priority. It's not. It's not conducive with my lifestyle or with my career. It's not a priority.
Okay.
But
well, then just
I don't seem to meet anyone that I want to stay with longer than 3 months.
Well, you know, there could be lots of reasons for that, and I think that's very interesting. And it may be appropriate for you to have it that way. You know,
okay.
Maybe you should tell the guys when you first meet them. You know, I'm only around for 3 months.
Yeah, this relationship has an expiry date of 3 months.
You know, and this year you have all these. You have a couple of Three of Hearts this year, so you're gonna. There's gonna be lots of guys around for you this year.
Okay.
You might as well enjoy it. You know, and if the guys say to you, you know, if they want more, just say, listen, I'm not the girl to give you all that stuff. You know, just say,
okay.
I'm not the girl to give you all that stuff. So, you know, if you really need somebody to commit and get married and all that stuff, go look somewhere else.
Yeah, that I usually say. But I just don't seem to be able to get beyond the point with people, you know.
Well, do you want to get beyond the point?
Now, with this one particular person, yes.
Oh, I see. So you've met somebody that you really do want to go farther with.
Yes, but we don't seem to. It's like a. Did you ever play Snakes and Ladders when you were growing up? It's a board game.
Yes, I remember that game.
Yes, you know how you always reach to 99 and then you slide back down to zero.
Uh huh.
That's what keeps happening with me, with most people. But this one, I just want more than others, so it's sort of like okay.
Well, you know, I've read for a lot of people that are your birthday. And there's
okay.
always some fear inside that is the problem that you have.
Okay.
Okay. So, and if you were to take some time to get to know yourself a little better,
mm-hmm.
you could find out, you know, what really motivates you to break up and to all that stuff. I think it's probably a fear of intimacy.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Well, that sounds about right.
Yeah, and, you know, like, maybe you're afraid, for example, I'm not sure about this, but maybe you're afraid, for example, that if you got really close to somebody, they might hurt you. Or
okay.
if you got really close to somebody, they might leave you. So you would
right.
want to keep them at a little bit of a distance. You would be in a relationship, but not really in it that fully. You're not really 100% in there, you know.
Yeah.
Because if you really get in there and go all the way, they could devastate you. Now, that may not be the case, but there might be something like that. Okay.
Yeah, well, it all sounds right.
Because I can tell that you're also saying that you really want to have somebody really close to you. You want to have a more, you know, more deeper experience of love. I can feel that in what you're
mm-hmm.
saying. And I know that what's stopping that is some fear that you have. So I would suggest that you explore that about yourself, you know?
Okay.
You could do some counseling with somebody. Do they have counseling in India?
Yes. It's not like we live in like the back of beyond. So, I mean, what you're saying makes complete sense. And I have done, the inner work, that lets me know that this is. I just wanted to know if it's something that, you know, like I think, like you said, my cards are more about freedom, you know. So I'm just
yeah.
wondering if this is something, is it karmic debt that I'm carrying on my cards? Is it, I know I have these fears. I've done, you know, I'm very self-aware.
I do readings for people, and when I use the astrology, I can tell you exactly what your fears are. So I don't know if it's possible, but maybe you want to get a reading with me sometime.
Okay.
Or somebody else who can do that. It doesn't have to be me, but I can tell exactly what a person's fears are when I get their chart. I know exactly what's going on. And once we identify that, sometimes that makes it a lot easier to deal with it. So guess what? Guess what? Everybody's afraid. Did you know that?
Yes.
And you know what? Another thing is...
It's different levels of fear.
Another thing is, though, you're going to be afraid your whole life. It's never going to go away.
Okay.
So you might as well get used to it.
Okay.
You might as well just accept it. And then out of that acceptance, you can learn how to be with that fear in a way that it doesn't govern your life anymore.
Oh. That's
See, right now it's like you can't even stop it. It just takes over and does it for you.
Right.
So if you can recognize that and make that more conscious, you will not have to be governed by that fear anymore or controlled by it. You'll be able to choose. You'll get afraid, but you can choose.
Okay.
Doesn't that sound good?
Yes, it sounds. I mean, you know, anything you resist anyways is more painful. Acceptance is the key to most things.
Yeah, and if you're really falling in love with somebody, wouldn't you like to just really just go all out and just like just jump in, like, and really experience that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what I say. Go for it, 100%.
What do you see for my career?
As you already said, your career is doing great, so don't ask me about that. You already told me it's doing great, so.
Yes, I mean, I have nothing to complain about.
You've got no worries. You really have no worries. As a matter of fact, this is really kind of a great year for you, actually.
Yeah, feels like it.
Yeah, everything is just fine. I mean, you might as well just enjoy it. And everything is coming your way. It's just a matter of what are you going to do. It all comes back to you.
Uh-huh.
So, what good news?
What good news?
Yeah, well, I'm going to give you a lot of really good news.
Yes, you are.
So, it's really a pleasure to have you call. I mean, how did you find out about this show?
I have a friend that you did a reading for in New York. And she, her name is Suan Mann.
Oh, okay. Suan, okay, right.
Mm-hmm. The last time I was whining to her, she was like, you know, you need to get this book called The Last Cards, and you need to read this up. And I ordered your book. I still haven't gotten it. I'm still waiting from Amazon. And I got online and I look at your website. I've heard some of your shows, and I tried to call in a few times and couldn't get through. Today I just got through, so I said, let me try.
That's incredible. Well, thank you for sharing that. I appreciate hearing how you found us, because you're our first caller from a foreign country.
Really? I'm really surprised.
Yeah.
I would imagine that you would have a lot of callers from India, first of all.
Oh, no,
because astrology is really big in any kind of divination is very big in India.
I don't think you'll find my book in India.
Yeah, I had a really hard time finding your book. I tried ordering it.
It's not that easy to find in that country. So.
Yeah, but you'd be surprised if, you know, maybe in a year you'll have like the largest number of orders coming from here.
Oh, that would be cool. I would love it. I would love a reason to go back to India again. I haven't been there in about 2 years now, and I'm due to come back. And I go to Gujarat State to a Shiva temple there every couple of years.
Oh.
Yeah.
Maybe I can give you my email or my this thing when you're in town next. You can get in touch with me.
Absolutely. Send me an email, and if I do come back, I would love to meet you or, you know, make a connection like that. That'd be great.
Oh, lovely, because then we could possibly organize something for you here.
Oh, that would be great. Here we are, a couple of diamonds talking business.
No, I'm saying it would be excellent because what you're doing is,
see, divination of any kind is very, 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 very much part of our day-to-day living. So
well,
it's not like people need convincing.
Well, please send me an email. My email is on my website at the bottom of every page.
Okay.
And we'll have a little conversation about that online.
Oh, excellent.
Okay, Vivian. It was
lovely
a pleasure talking
to you. Thank
to
you so much for taking my call.
Thank you, and I appreciate hearing from you.
All right. I'll be in touch soon.
All right. Have a nice rest of your day, I think. It's day, right?
Sorry?
I'm not even sure what time it is there.
It's about 10 o'clock in the morning.
It's almost 10 o'clock at night here. So.
Yeah, well, there is that time difference.
Amazing. Amazing that we can talk so far away from each other.
I know.
Really amazing.
So much the technology.
I know. It's amazing. I just am stunned. Well, thank
all
you,
right.
Vivian. Have a nice day. Rest of your day.
You too.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye. Okay. We had a very interesting show tonight and high energy, and I really appreciate everybody who called in. I appreciate everybody who's listening tonight. And we may be back with another show sometime, so keep, if so, you will be getting an announcement. It'll be on my website. It'll be also sent out as an email. So thank you all. I really enjoyed, spending this time with you. And until we talk again, have a wonderful night.